Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening this morning that these podcasts just really help her to recognize your son so she can cleave to him and obey him and his Holy Spirit. Ask all these prayers, your Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 and the book of Amos and talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk in the Holy Spirit more perfectly, but understanding that once you do, you're going to be persecuted. And you can understand persecution better when you understand Bible prophecy, because the same persecution that takes place in Bible prophecy just kind of plays out on a smaller scale in your own personal life. Talking about how Christ is going to reveal the wrath of God, or more specifically, as the Bible says, treadeth the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. to be exact. I want to reference a scripture that I, or read a scripture that I referenced in the previous podcast. I said it was Matthew, but it's actually Luke. I'm sorry. Luke is Luke chapter 19, verse 27. I'll start at verse 24. This is because a lot of times people have a hard time with the book of Revelation. Hopefully you can understand that the writer on the white horse that comes back and whose name is King of Kings and Lord of Lords is Jesus Christ. But sometimes people have a hard time. But for the most part, in the Gospels, they understand, you know, when Jesus is talking about himself reigning. And this is a parable of the talents. So this is the parable of the talents, and I'll pick it up just at the end. It says, "And he said unto him that stood by, Take from him the pound, and give it to him that hath 10 pounds. And they said to him, Lord, he hath 10 pounds. Okay, this is where he's judging the servants, the one that's faithful, the one that's lazy. Okay. "For I say unto you that everyone which hath shall be given, and to him that hath not, even that he hath shall be taken away from him. But those mine enemies which would not that I should reign over them, bring them hither and slay them before me." Okay, let me read that again, verse 27. "But those mine enemies which would not that I should reign over them, bring hither and slay them before me." And it says, verse 28, "And when he had thus spoken, he went before ascending up to Jerusalem." Okay, so, and again, that's in line with him ruling and reigning the nations with a rod of iron, okay, and treading the winepress of the wrath of and fierceness of Almighty God. Okay, let's pick it up back now at back in the book of Revelation chapter 19, and we will pick it up here at verse 19. "And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and all the armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and worshipped his image. Those both were cast alive into the lake, a fire burning with brimstone. And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the throne." Okay. So again, you have, let me read that again, because all of it just kind of lines up, okay? That verse I just read in the book of Luke, and then here again in Revelation 19, it says, verse 21, "And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse," which is Christ, okay, the rider on the white horse, "which sword did proceed out of his mouth, and the fowls of the air were filled with his flesh," okay? And so to quote the book of Exodus, our God is a God of war, okay? Christ came one way as a lamb, but when he comes back, okay, and again, this is Revelation chapter 1, verse 1, which I already read, okay, it's the revelation of Jesus Christ. You're going to see more of him, and you're going to see this absolute king that rules with complete authority, okay? Solomon's a good example, okay? You see when he takes the throne, remember, the Holy Spirit was upon Solomon. The first thing he does, okay, when he becomes king, is he slays everybody who's going to be in any opposition to him. He takes complete authority. Now, he falls away, of course, into sin. But I just want to emphasize, okay, and so that you understand that aspect of the Holy Spirit. When he comes to rule and reign, everything that's opposition to him will be brought into subjection one way or the other. I'll go ahead and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that is starting her day, that she has a fruitful day, glorifying your son, and reads her KJV Bible from cover to cover. When she's done, reads it again. It has to be filled with your Holy Spirit so she can understand these things. Ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.